You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdahl. You'd think the rise of streaming audio would mean that hard copy music formats would just be, you know, over. That's kind of true for CDs, but not for vinyl. Everybody knows hipsters love vinyl. But here's another surprise for you. We found a company in Springfield, Missouri, that in 2014 made more than 10 million cassette tapes. It's called National Audio Company, and its president is Steve Stepp. Mr. Stepp, thank you for coming on the program.
It's a pleasure to be with you, Molly. Thank you.
So tell me a little about the company. How did National Audio Company come to be?
National Audio Company began in 1969. We were selling broadcast tape cartridges to the radio industry. They looked a little like an 8-track. Over the years, we branched out selling blank media, videotapes, and other products. And finally, in 1980, we began making audio cassettes. And as the time went on and people in the music industry really gravitated to CDs, most of the large duplication houses decided they were going to get out of cassettes entirely. We went around and bought up the equipment of all the major duplicators at that time. And National Audio has grown as the retro revolution in analog audio has come on. We do strictly tape.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about that. Your company sold more cassettes than ever in 2014. What is it about audio cassettes that makes them so popular still? Is there something more than just this idea that people want to be retro?
Yes. Our customers primarily, the end users, are the under 35 age group. These are people who grew up with the MP3 and earbuds, and they thought that's what music sounded like. And then at some point in time, they listened to Grandpa's open reel tapes or cassettes, or maybe his LPs, and they heard real analog music. And they thought, wow, that's what music sounds like. So number one, it was realizing that music has harmonics and the full audio range versus the digital representation of an analog recording. The artwork in some of these, for some of the indie labels particularly, is almost as important as the audio, and these become collector's items that are highly sought after. So it's a double thing. The retro revolution is part of it, but the second thing is a realization that we really got away from something good when we gave up analog audio, and people now who have heard the two types prefer it, and so that's the driving force that keeps increasing the sales of analog audio cassettes.
So let's talk about the equipment. You said you own most of it, it sounds like.
We do now.
Are any of the companies who make that equipment or repair it still in business?
No, Molly. Our equipment is all orphans. The people who build it not only don't build that equipment, they're out of business. And so we have to be able to maintain all the equipment that we have here. We have our own machine shop to make parts if metal parts break. And the other little secret we have is that we have as much equipment in reserve as we have on the floor right now. So we could easily double our capacity without even going to another shift if we just activated all the equipment we've brought in and have in reserve.
Wow. And so do you anticipate having to double your production? What do you think is going to happen in the next, 5 to 10 years?
I would love it. I don't think there's any way to anticipate it. It's growing probably at the rate of about 20% a year right now. And we certainly are open to doing that. And that was the reason we kept buying equipment. There isn't going to be any more. We know there's no tomorrow if we don't buy the parts and pieces we need today.
This sounds like a NASA operation, Steve. It's like you are single-handedly keeping the audio cassette alive.
I don't know that we're single-handedly doing it. There are some other people manufacturing audio cassettes in the United States and in Canada. It's a friendly competition, I would say. We want to keep those folks in business, so we supply raw materials to almost all of our competitors now.
Steve Stepp is president of the National Audio Company. Thank you so much again.
Thank you very much, Molly. It's been a pleasure talking to you.